Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. The Deseret News, a newspaper in the Salt Lake City area owned by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, carried an article on February 10th, 2014, titled, LDS Church, Other Faiths Say Same-Sex Marriage Opposition Not Due to Bigotry. Now, this definitely caught our attention because that word is often thrown out to just about anybody nowadays in our culture, should you happen to disagree with someone. But we thought we would go through this and enlighten you as to what's going on with this statement that was made recently.
The dateline is Salt Lake City, and it reads, dozens of academics, several states, and five religious organizations, including the LDS Church, weighed in on Utah's fight against same-sex marriage with hundreds of pages of arguments filed Monday in a federal appeals court. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Catholic, Lutheran, Baptist, and evangelical churches and groups joined together to rebut the contention that their belief in marriage between a man and a woman is born of bigotry. Quote, the accusation is false and offensive, end quote, according to a 53-page court brief. Quote, in truth, we support the husband-wife definition of marriage because we believe it is right and good for children, families, and society. Our respective faith traditions teach us that truth, but so do reason, long experience, and social fact.
One of the things that we have felt personally here at Mormonism Research Ministry is many times we will have Mormons write us or tell us that we are in fact bigoted because we criticize the Mormon faith. And that's kind of where our culture is going, to where if you disagree with a certain premise, the people with whom you disagree, instead of engaging in an intelligent dialogue, would much rather just call a name, the ad hominem. And of course, by calling you a name and labeling you, the discussion is over. You lose, they win. And Mormons have done that with us, but I find this interesting that when the shoe is on the other foot, the Mormons all of a sudden realize that that's not good behavior, that you should not respond with that kind of name-calling because that may not properly represent the motives or feelings of the person who may disagree with you.
And Greg Kokel calls this an argument by suicide, because by the very fact that you are saying that you disagree with someone else's position, then wouldn't that make you a bigot as well? So it goes both ways, really, if you're going to claim that a disagreement with somebody is going to be bigotry.
Well, this was brought out when the Mormon Church put a lot of weight and money towards Proposition 8 in California. There were a lot of members of the Mormon Church who were very upset that their church would be involved in this political fight, although I'm sure the Mormon Church looked at it more as a moral fight, because we do see, I think we would share that with the LDS people, that a lot of the things that are labeled political, we would see as moral issues, and why can't we, even though we are a religious people, have a say, a political say, if you will, on moral issues that face us all in our culture. What I found interesting, Eric, is that a lot of people, when I read these articles about why people are leaving the LDS Church, one of the reasons I'm finding is many of them will say because they did not like the church's position when it came to Proposition 8 or the same-sex marriage issue. I never have yet... Now, I could have overlooked it, but I've read a lot on this. I've not yet found any of the Mormons who objected to their own church's position on this using scripture to support their position. They're always supporting it through some kind of emotional means. Either they have a son or a daughter that's engaged in that behavior, or another loved one, or just a friend, an acquaintance at work. Now, here is where I find a problem, because I have even found many professing Christians to have no problems with this behavior. I expect fully the world to do just about anything it wants, and it doesn't need to claim any rhyme or reason for doing what it does. Mm-hmm. But as a professing Christian, I think that puts you into a different category. And as a Mormon, I would say that would put them in a different category because they do hold the Bible as part of their scripture. It is a part of the standard works. Now, a non-religious person may not like that we find certain behaviors troublesome. But if they are going to condemn us because we find certain behaviors troublesome, even repugnant, then I would say they play the role of the hypocrite when they find our behavior repugnant. Why doesn't that come back on them? Why aren't they being held to the same standard? So if you're one of those that say that you shouldn't find a certain behavior problematic, well, then you better not find that kind of behavior problematic yourself, or you're a hypocrite. It's as simple as that. But as a professing Christian, there are certain things that we have to hold to because the Bible does talk about these issues. Let me just very quickly look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6, where it says, "Do not be deceived," and I'm reading from the New King James Version here, "neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God." This same kind of reasoning is used by Paul in 1 Timothy chapter 1, where he says, "Now we know that the law is good if one uses it lawfully. Understanding this, that the law is not laid down for the just, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and sinners, for the unholy and profane, for those who strike their fathers and mothers, for murderers, the sexually immoral, men who practice homosexuality, enslavers, liars, perjurers, and whatever else is contrary to sound doctrine." Now, as a Christian, I admit I do have an allegiance to the teachings of the Bible, specifically the New Testament. I don't hold to the ceremonial law of the Old Testament. But I'm putting out this challenge to you Latter-day Saints and even to you professing Christians who see no problem with this behavior. If you can convince me, if you can convince me that all the other behaviors that are listed in these passages in 1 Corinthians 6 and 1 Timothy 1, if you can somehow convince me that you really have no problem whatsoever with the lawless and disobedient, the unholy and profane, you have no problem with those who strike their parents physically, you have no problem with murdering, you have no problem with sexual immorality, you have no problem with what it calls enslavers, let's say trafficking, let's say sexual trafficking. I know that's a hot item nowadays. If you have no problem with that, if you have no problem with people who continually lie and don't tell the truth, and even lie in a courtroom situation like a perjurer, if you can convince me that those behaviors are okay to you, and you really believe it in your heart, I just might give you a listen. But I don't think you can, because I think most sane, rational people would look at those kind of behaviors, and that's what we're talking about, behaviors, and find them problematic. We would not want them running our society.
Now, if you listen to a lot of commentators, including people who call themselves Christians, they would say that the Bible really is not very specific on this issue. They like to go to Leviticus and, look at that. Do you hold to these other things because there's your homosexuality, but it's included with other things like that? I'm going to say the Bible seems to be pretty clear. Read Romans chapter 1, especially verses 26 and 27, and go on, and it talks about those things. But You know, there's a guy like Matthew Vines who is calls himself a Christian, and he believes that it's okay to be homosexual, that God condones such acts. We have a friend, James White, who has done a 5-hour plus review of a sermon, a very famous sermon that he gave back in 2012, Matthew Vines, that he has rebutted point by point. And you can go to the aomen.org website and type in Matthew Vines and you'll find
this. And it's amazing too, when you look at Matthew Vines, it's touted as it answers all the questions.
Yes.
But folks, he may answer all the questions, but he answers them badly. That's the point.
And what he's trying to do is show all of the different verses, and he says, well, this is why this doesn't apply or that apply. And I'm sure he'll go after 1 Timothy and 1 Corinthians.
And
James White does a very good job. If you have 5 hours, put it in your car and listen to it every time you go, and about a month you'll have it finished if you're driving to work.
And we listened to it as we were coming back from a speaking engagement. We're listening through it through the state of Idaho.
James White did a great job on that.
I thought he did, and I would encourage any Christian who's not quite sure about this or thinks they might be sure that this is an okay behavior, that they would listen to what James has to say in that. I thought he gave a very good rebuttal.
But the point, once more, is here's the church here they are saying, we're not bigots because we disagree. We love the homosexual. We just don't like the act. Well, we love the Mormon. We just don't like the doctrine that comes out of it. And so we are in disagreement with a belief system, but not the people themselves. So to call us bigots, I think, is just as bad as the Mormons being called bigots homosexuality.
I'm sure I probably offended a Mormon one day when he used that kind of an approach with me. And I says, why do you argue like the homosexuals? And he really got upset with me. I wasn't accusing him of being one. I said, you were arguing like one. He goes, what do you mean? I says, look, you're calling me names because I merely disagree with you. That's exactly what they did to you in the Mormon church because of your support for Prop 8. Do you see why that's problematic?
That's a great point.
And sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. I'm glad to see that this statement has come out. I think they make some very good points, but the one issue that we're dealing here today is just because we may disagree with you does not necessarily mean that we are bigoted or hateful.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. Would you like to visit the Holy Land? If so, we've got an opportunity for you. Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson from Mormonism Research Ministry will be hosting a trip to Israel and Turkey in February 2015. We start with an optional 7-day trip to Turkey, as we'll see the 7 churches of Revelation, including Ephesus, Laodicea, and Pergamum. Then, we head to Israel for 11 days, where we'll see amazing sights such as Caesarea, Upper Galilee, the Dead Sea, and Jerusalem. There'll be a special Joel Kramer Day as we climb up to Cave 1 in Qumran and see some incredible biblical sites. Your price includes airfare, 3- and 4-star hotels, professional guides and bus drivers, buffet meals, and all taxes and tips. To learn more, we invite you to visit mrm.org and click on the Israel icon in the top right-hand corner of the page. Every family who signs up receives a complimentary copy of Joel Kramer's Jericho Unearthed. Again, please visit mrm.org to find out more about this exciting trip. No doubt, an experience that will forever change your life.